Here's your Forbes daily briefing for Tuesday, May 17th. Today on Forbes, turnaround venture capitalists see opportunity in the current downturn. Most startups don't make it. While some companies fail because they are trying to solve a problem that doesn't exist or trying to target a market that's too small to produce profits, many falter because they aren't growing quickly enough to attract or retain venture capital, or VC, backing. Lauren Bonner calls these companies thoroughbreds, the unsexy workhorses of the industry, and her firm, MBM Capital, supplies them with capital when their other backers abandon them. If venture funding continues to cool off, she predicts the market will soon see a number of worthwhile companies needing help. In April, $47 billion was invested in startups globally, according to Crunchbase data, the lowest monthly total in 12 months. Funding declined at every stage all the way down to seed. Future unicorns will still be able to raise in this environment, but many startups will struggle as VCs start to refocus on just a handful of their portfolio companies after last year's funding fever. Bonner defines the thoroughbreds among this group as the startups with sticky customer bases and great products that may have hired too many salespeople or expanded into too many verticals to maintain solid growth. MBM Capital is currently raising its debut fund to take majority stakes in such companies to help them restructure, reach profitability, and secure a better exit. This strategy isn't new. One of MBM's limited partners has been doing it since the 1980s. It did well throughout the bull market of the past decade and 2021's frenzy, but 2022's market looks very different, and Bonner is convinced the sector is ready for a bull market of its own. Bonner says, as she talks about the current correction, quote, "We knew that this would happen. We started MBM Capital a year ago. When we were talking to investors saying we think there is going to be a correction in venture, most investors thought we were kind of crazy." While some investors are still hoping the current market volatility will be just a blip, Bonner and her partner, Arun Mittal, think the market is more likely to be looking at a pullback for at least the next 10 quarters, if this downturn looks anything like the dot-com bubble. MBM targets companies that have raised their Series A, are pre-Series B, and are growing 10 to 15% a year. The strategy mirrors the work of middle-market distressed debt investors and includes many of the same processes, like helping companies trim headcount, lower overhead costs, and tightening a company's focus just on a smaller scale. MBM is the newest firm looking to execute this strategy, but not the only one. Denver-based Stage Fund started operating a form of the strategy during the fallout from the financial crisis in 2009 and raised its first equity fund for special situations in 2020. And Julian Giesing founded Ginkgo Equity in 2020 after noticing several companies through his consulting work weren't going to be the next Spotify, but were great companies that needed the kind of guidance VC investors tout, but don't always supply to their whole portfolio. Giesing says, quote, "I don't want to finance these companies for the next 5 to 10 years. I hope there is a path to profitability within 18 months. Then companies can start focusing on growth and using cash that is generated rather than just covering up losses all the time." For full coverage, check out Rebecca Siskudak's piece on Forbes.com. This is Kieran Meadows from Forbes. Thanks for tuning in.